We're fine, Denise. No need to scream. You could even open your eyes now if you like.
She did, looking down, and then squeezed them shut. Spade had them zipping through the air parallel to the ground, still so high that cars looked small in contrast.
Why the hell did you tell me to look at that?
I've got you.
Sure, laugh at the human who can't fly, Mr. Master Vampire. Just wait until we get on the ground.
Sorry.
How much longer?
Just a few more seconds.
After what seemed like hours, Denise felt a small jerk.
See? We're here, and you're perfectly safe.
She tilted her head down and opened her eyes a slit. Their shoes, surrounded by grass, met her gaze.
Grass. Beautiful, solid, wonderfully flat grass.
Spade let her slide from his arms. But it took a few moments before the shaking left her limbs enough for her to stand on her own. As soon as she did, she shoved him.
How dare you laugh at me on the way down?
Spade held out a conciliatory hand, but that amused expression didn't quite leave his face.
Now, Denise.
Don't you now Denise me. I don't care how old, powerful, or strong you are. If you ever do something like that again, I will stab you in the heart.
Noted.
Son of a bitch. I can't believe you threw me out of a plane.
I didn't throw you out. I jumped with you. Very different.
I still want to smack you.
But the small part of Denise that wasn't still crouched in an inner ball over their recent freefall recognized the logic behind his actions. No way could Rom track her in a normal way with Spade winging them several thousand feet off the ground after leaping from a plane.
I knew vampires could fly, but I didn't realize to what extent.
What did you think?
I just thought you could do short little spurts off the ground, not double as a helicopter with fangs.